All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Iron Horse Public in or yeah, Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 15th. It's 3:07 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording record, we'd appreciate it. Dane, we'll start with you, Board Chair.
Dane Levitt, Chairman.
Tyler Romerill, Secretary.
Eric
Ron
Levitt, Vice
Larson.
Chair. Sorry.
Ron Larson, member.
Brett Worby, Treasurer.
Matt Entz, District Counsel with Snow, Jensen, and Reese.
Aaron Wade with Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. Christy, do we have any members of the public at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. All right, board. So first item up is the board meeting minutes from our May 6th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I had a chance to review them. This is Tyler. I'll make a motion that they be accepted.
Okay, thanks,
Sure.
Tyler.
I'll second.
Thanks, Dane. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So next up is this is the successor resolution. So Matt, do you want to walk through it for us?
This is pretty straightforward. The bond indenture gives the district the right to replace the trustee essentially at the district's discretion. This is done through appointing a successor trustee, and once that is once that's that appointment is identified and made, then there of course is a process of transferring funds to the new trustee and so on. There's I understand there's been some frustration with UMB Bank. I'll just say that is something that frustration is something that has been shared with some of our other clients as well, and others have elected to make a change and go to a new trustee. Primarily Zions Bank has been the institution that is receiving most of those appointments. And what this resolution does essentially starts the process by the board authorizing the successor trustee to be appointed. It empowers the board chair to enter any, and execute any instruments and documentation required to put that into effect. And so if the district elects to go with Zions Bank, Zions has a set of documents which they've shared with us, which we'll need signatures and so on, but we can take care of that in due course after this authorization is given. So happy to entertain any questions. Aaron is on the call from Gilmore and Bell, and can offer some input as well if there's questions. Or Aaron, I don't know if there's anything you want to share.
No,
Matt, may I ask a question? Does this resolution allows us to replace? Is there going to be a subsequent resolution and meeting to appoint Zions, or can that be done in one?
This
In one.
resolution empowers the chair to make that appointment. So
Okay. All right.
it
Yeah.
doesn't require us
Excellent.
to convene the board again.
Thank you.
If it would be all right, though, I think that it would be good after we adopt this resolution and just have the minutes show that the board members are favorable to Zion being appointed as the trustee, and that I will pursue that course. Unless there is a problem noted, in which case I'd come back to the board.
Yeah, and I think that would be appropriate if even whoever makes the motion wants to include that in their motion. I think that would be fine.
Aaron, did you have any comments for us?
No, I think Matt did a great job, and yeah, he covered what I was going to say about Zions having all of the applicable transfer forms, and they certainly would meet the requirements of being a bank with a surplus of at least $50 million that's in the indenture. So I think that's just fine if that's the direction you want to go.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for being here, Aaron. So board, what I would need then is a motion to approve resolution 2025-01 dealing with the successor trustee. And then whoever makes the motion, if you could add what Dane mentioned about the board being favorable to Zions and allow him to move forward down that road.
I'll make that motion that we approve resolution number 2025-01. And that the chairman, as he makes his decision, goes with the knowledge that that the board unanimously approves of Zions Bank being his choice, successor choice, if he so chooses.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Eric. Was that Brett? Was that you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Brett with the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. That's all the business I show on the agenda. Let me stop. There we go. Only thing I have is that outside auditors are starting to work on the 24 audit. So Dane, if you'll look, I can't remember if I've already sent it to you or not, the engagement letter. If not, I'll get that sent over to you so that we can engage them. The thing with you guys needing an audit is that because all governmental entities in Utah have to have an audit of some type, that's why we have to have the audit. So Matt and I tried to get us out of it, but we couldn't.
I guess this is not a rigorous audit.
No, especially not for you guys. So
yeah.
Anything else you have for us, for Matt or I?
Thank you for guiding us and helping us. I'd move we adjourn.
Great. Thanks, Dane. Eric, I'll take the thumbs up as a second.
That's a second. Right. Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys. Thanks.